Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer, and every Saturday here in the KNSS Food, Wine, and Fun studio, we talk about food, wine, and fun. Imagine that. Today, it's about Extra Crispy and a bunch of other stuff. There's some great events going on and coming up in the next week or two. I've got a great wine of the week. It's from Sonoma, from one of my favorite wine producers. I've got Fox on the TV in the background here, and they were just showing pictures of Signorello Winery before and after. That was sad. But let's get back to not sad. We're going to talk about wheat bread, Extra Crispy, and my guest, Kate Welsh, put together an article about 12 different grocery store whole wheat breads, individually challenged, taste-tested, and rated. This had to be fun. Kate, you have an interesting background in bread.
Yeah, so I was extremely lucky to grow up with parents that put together their own sourdough bread basically on a weekly basis. So as a result, I am very unfamiliar with grocery store bread. So this was fun for me because it really shed light on something that I didn't know much about.
Well, I have to admit that as a large dude who is always in search of weight loss and rarely able to accomplish that, I have been eating Sara Lee's, 45-calorie doudah bread. And it troubles me when you buy a loaf of wheat bread and 3 weeks later it still looks exactly the same.
Right.
3 weeks past the date, I'm thinking, what have they done to this? Is it really bread? Your first four that you've reviewed, I can't read that. Is that Martin's?
So we tried Martin's whole wheat potato bread.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm light style soft wheat, Sara Lee, and Nature's Own.
And these are all labels that I think everybody's looked at, and these look healthy and nice. And how was the flavoring?
You know, universally in those four, not so good.
Yeah.
And the tricky thing with bread, right, is that you almost always are having it with something. You're, topping it with peanut butter. You're topping it with a BLT, whatever. So it was interesting to experience these totally alone, kind of based on their own merit. And I have to say that with this taste test, what surprised me is how either not great or uninteresting so many of these grocery store breads were. It was more of a delivery system for the topping than something that could stand on its own merit.
Something to wrap around lunch meat.
Exactly.
And I love some of the comments. Okay, so you give it a unbiased assessment and blah, blah, blah. Pepperidge Farm. And I don't mind, if you don't mind, spreading it. It's dry and it tastes artificial. It tasted better after a few good chews, but honestly, why do that to yourself? The Sara Lee, and again, I didn't realize, I should have known, I think I've seen it before, but that Pepperidge Farm had that 45-calorie piece, but obviously there's some consistency and lack of quality when you get 45 calories, but...
Right.
I don't know, Sara Lee, no thank you. Nature's Own didn't fare much better. Let's go to some that did, though. Let's go down to the next four.
The next four definitely did slightly better. So there was another Pepperidge Farm loaf in there. That's their farmhouse 100% whole wheat. It didn't taste so bad, but the texture was off. It just kind of completely fell apart as you ate it. so probably would not be the one to, you know, smear mustard on or anything else for that matter. The Stroman Dutch Country was just kind of inoffensive. It was fine, but there wasn't anything that, you know, made me feel passionately about it one way or another.
I love that. I just got to highlight what you said. It's really bad when you're talking about a food product that you should enjoy. Well, it's not, it's inoffensive.
Yeah.
It didn't ruin my day. All right, go ahead. I hate to keep interrupting, but I'm having much fun.
No. I appreciate it.
Arnold.
So this is the first Arnold loaf that I tried, and it was again, fine. The texture was kind of strange. The taste wasn't bad, and, you know, probably would have been a good match for a smear of peanut butter. That was one of those weird ones that just totally catapulted me back to childhood nostalgia. It, for whatever reason, smelled like eating lunch in second grade.
I like it. How about, I have had and been a fan of Nature's Harvest Stone Ground 100% Whole Wheat.
Yeah. So this one, I enjoyed the flavor of this one because there's a nice kind of malty taste at the top. But it kind of wore out as the more you ate it. So again, something that would be great paired with something on top of it, but, you know, doesn't really hold up on its own.
All right, let's go to the winners. The winner group of four.
Yeah. So the winner group of four was dominated by Arnold.
Oh,
turns
good.
Out Arnold brand bread is really doing some good stuff. And so these ones, the kind of bottom of this group of four was the Country 100% Whole Wheat. Would be great for a sandwich. Flavor was pretty okay. But the crust had this weird kind of almost burnt flavor. So that was unpleasant, but again, like, if that was the option, I would not say no.
Okay.
Pepperidge Farm whole grain 100% whole wheat came next. It was the best of the Pepperidge Farm options by a long shot, but had a decent texture, held up, you know, didn't fall apart while you were eating it. And again, it was one of those ones that didn't have a completely memorable flavor. But it wasn't bad. It was fine.
Yeah. And the winner?
And yeah, so the top two were both Arnold, and the winner of those was the Arnold whole grains, 100% whole wheat. Had a really good texture. There are some seeds and oats within the bread itself, so you get a little bit more heft there. Really nice, malty, true wheat flavor. And was just a really pleasant experience to eat.
Yeah, I like that one. I like any whole wheat that has, you know, kind of the bits of oat and whatever on top of the crust. And
I do too. Yeah, I think it adds a really nice texture.
Yeah.
And especially, I think, you know, when you think about so many sandwich or toast toppings, so much of the time they're also soft. So it's nice when bread has a little bit more texture to offer, a little bit more heft.
Yeah.
So it's not just one squishy thing that you're biting into.
Well, as we talk, I'm thumbing through here, and just under the food section alone, some of the recent features, the Friday the 13th deal, it's a good thing I didn't see that. I would have probably done that. And two dozen donuts for 13 bucks. I like this one, and this is such an interesting thing that most people don't think about. The formula for the perfect breakfast salad.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's really starting to be a pretty trendy thing. I'm curious to see how that will continue on.
10 slow cooker breakfast recipes for a cozy fall. Slow cooker eggs in purgatory. This looks really yummy. Why you should eat the whole apple, seeds and all. Yes, you can use brownie mix to make waffles. Just some of the many titles that you guys have put together. I love it. I guarantee you, if not you, some of your friends on the staff are going to be on the show again, because I get so tickled with some of the articles you guys have come up with, and I know that the future is probably filled with many more. And I look forward to, I'm trying to remember her name, the gal that's the overall head of drinks.
Oh, yeah, Kat Kinsman.
Yeah, yeah. So she's going to have to be on. I love the one section she did, the article's titled Fizz.
Yes. she is such a fun, talented writer.
Oh, God, that's so good. Flavored sodas that star at the soda shop. One was ranch dressing.
Oh, man, I know.
I've seen the pickle thing, pickle-flavored fizzy soda, but I don't know. Interesting. But well, look, Kate, yeah. I will let you go. Get back to your day in New York. How's the weather there today?
It's a little gray, but we're finally getting some fall weather. It's been a while.
Good.
So it's a nice day. Yeah.
Well, keep up the good writing. Keep in touch, and I look forward to seeing more stuff. Now, folks, you got to go to extracrispy.com. Upper right-hand side, newsletter, sign up, dump your email address in there, and get on the newsletter. You will not regret it. Thanks a lot, Kate.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have a great weekend. Tell everybody in the office we said hi, and don't forget they can listen to the podcast after the fact if they didn't want to be up listening to the live.
I'll tell them hi. Thanks so much.
Take care. Okay, we take another quick break. We come back. Kathy Sweeney's going to join us. She's at Botanica, and you know, they put on so many great events, and yeah, you think, oh, summer's over, Botanica must be over. It's just not. We'll tell you about Unwind. That's UNWINED. Wine being the emphasis. Yours truly hosted an event there next week, October 18th. We'll tell you about that. And then I got a great wine of the week and a lot of other fun stuff, so don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.